Now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 19th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, high Rockall, 1,031, expected 40s, 1,027 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Westerly, 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first, in north at Cirra. South at Cirra, northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 2 in west. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 in northeast Fisher. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White. East, backing northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Thames. Fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly easterly, 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first in west. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 in Lundy and Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Shannon, South Rockall. Northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly, then southwesterly later in South Rockall, 3 to 5. Fair, good. North Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Malin, southeast Hebrides. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Northwest Hebrides, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, good. Bailey, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Fair, then rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroe, west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Faroes, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times. Rain, then wintry showers later in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by east, 3. 7 miles, 1,030, now falling. Stornoway, west-southwest, 3. 14 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 5. Slight rain, 14 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Lucas, south by east, 2. 16 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 2. 1,027, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, 4. 5 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5. 5 miles, 1,023. Jersey, east by north, 4. 11 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, east by north, 5. 6 miles, 1,020, now falling. Valentia, northeast, 2. 24 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 1. 12 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Malinhead, northeast, 2. Mist, 2 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 19th of March. The general situation, pressure will be high across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, bringing mostly settled conditions and generally only light or moderate breezes. However, fresh to strong easterly winds will affect the far southwest of England at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first near Orkney, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable becoming south or southwest later 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time at first in west, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 except in far west. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, except close in shore, decreasing 2 at times in the Solent. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first from Start Point westwards, decreasing 3 at times further east. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Devon, decreasing 2 at times later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, easterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first to the east of Anglesey, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, veering southeast except in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, north or northeast, becoming variable, then south or southwest later, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast, 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first in north, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, westerly, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by Father Martin McGill.
Good morning. There's a statue in St John's Church on the Falls Road in West Belfast, where I serve as parish priest, of sleeping St Joseph. Joseph is lying on his side, eyes closed, resting peacefully, one arm tucked under his head, completely at ease. Pope Francis used to keep a statue of sleeping St Joseph on his desk. Joseph is one of the great figures in the Gospel stories. Again and again, God speaks to Joseph in dreams, but not a word of his is recorded in any of the Gospels. In the Gospel of Matthew, an angel appears to him in a dream and tells him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. Later, he's warned in a dream to fly to Egypt to protect the child Jesus. And later still, another dream tells him that it's safe to return home. Joseph listens in the night, and in the morning, he trusts and he acts. Pope Francis once said that when he had a worry or a problem, he'd write it down on a small piece of paper and place it beneath the statue so that, as he puts it, St. Joseph can dream about it. Joseph shows us another way of living. He listens for God's voice. He acts with quiet courage, and then he steps aside so that God's plan can unfold. Lord God, you entrusted your Son to the care of St. Joseph. Teach us the quiet strength of trust and the courage of obedience. When we are anxious, give us peace. When we are uncertain, give us guidance. And when we've done what you